The Gemara Masechet Kedushin Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis teaches us, Ihi, a mother, Menolan de Lemechaiva, from where do we know that she's not obligated to teach her children Torah? The Ksiv V'lamaratem, the Pasuk says, V'lamaratem, Oysim Es B'neichem, and the Gemara says it should be learnt U'lamaratem, to teach us. Shekol shemetzuvah l'lmoid, in a situation where somebody themselves is obligated to learn Torah, mitzuvah l'lamed, such an individual must teach their children Torah. V'kol she'en mitzuvah l'lmoid, but if somebody is not personally obligated in learning Torah, en mitzuvah l'lamed is not obligated to teach her children Torah. However, says the Gemara, V'ion, V'imenalon de lemechayv l'mailuf nafsha. How do we know that she, indeed, a woman, is not obligated to learn Torah? Says the Gemara, D'ksiv v'limaratem ulimaratem. Kol shachem mitzuvin l'lamdim mitzuvah l'lamdis atzmoy. Whoever others have an obligation to teach has an obligation to learn themselves. Because she'en achar mitzuvin l'lamdoi, whoever there is no obligation for others to teach them Torah, a mitzuvah l'lamed etzatzmai don't have an obligation to learn Torah themselves. Says the Gemara, Menayin she'en achar mitzuvin l'lamdoi, and from where do we know that indeed others are not obligated to teach a woman Torah? D'amakra, the pasuk says l'maratem oisim es b'neichem, and we learn from that pasuk, B'neichem, v'loy b'neiseichem. So from here we learn that there is no obligation for a woman to learn Torah. And if we look in Shulchan Aruch, Sit Yardeya, Simin Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Vav, teaches us Reishmem, I'm sorry, we look at the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Mem Vav, Siv Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch, Isha Shalom the Torah, if a woman learns Torah, Yesh Le Schar, Avu Leke Scharish. If a woman learns Torah, she gets Schar, but she doesn't get the same Schar as a man learning Torah. Neshimet Eremet Suvav Oysa. She's not obligated to learn Torah, as we just learned in the Gemara. And as the Taz explains, the Mitzvah V'Oysa is more obligated than any Mitzvah V'Oysa, because the Mitzvah V'Oysa, explains the Taz, quoting the Tosfos, has the pressure that he has to fulfill what the Torah tells him to do. He has a Yetzer Hara trying to prevent him from doing the Aveira, and therefore it's a greater Madreba. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, Tziva Chazal Shloyo Mat Adam Espitoi Torah. However, Chazal taught us that one shouldn't teach his child Torah, his daughter Torah, Nation Rabbi Noshim Ain Dat Mechuvernus Lahitz Lamed, Metzias Devei Torah Devei Avoy Lefnias Nei Daitim. And Amru Chachomim Kolam Lamed Es bitoi Torah, kilo v'lam de tiflus. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but med var memur vish Torah sheba peh, av Torah sheba ksav, lo yim ro yisrael chathchila. Torah sheba ksav is not as serious as Torah sheba peh. V'm lam da enik v'm lam de tiflus. So right away the Shulchan Aruch says a few things. It seems from the Shulchan Aruch that the issur is for a father to teach the daughter Torah. However, learning herself is not as bad, and moreover, Torah Shebiksav is not necessarily included in this issur. And now the remark continues: a woman should learn all the rules that apply to a woman. A woman is not obligated, as we just learned, to teach a child Torah. If she does help her husband, her son, learning Torah, she will get schar. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Katan Chav says, Oisra Noishim Ha Oiskim Bepanoso, women who go to work, Laman Shiyuchlu Baleim Leishiv Ala Toira, in order that their husbands should be able to learn, Schorin Harbe, they will get great schar. Valeim Nemer, such women, regarding such women, the Pasuk says, Eshel Schayim Yimtsa, Ois Vahadal Vusha, Betischak La Yoim Achron, Vishi Yiris Hashem Hitasalo, she's very praiseworthy. Voyach Lois Perisain Bailam Haza, Vakan Kayemis Loilam Haba. Moreover, it's very clear here in the Ramah that even though the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that women aren't obligated to learn Torah, maybe they shouldn't even learn Torah, but they certainly should learn the dinim that are applicable to them. And as the Sefer Chassidim, says, the Sefer Chassidim is in Simen Shin Yud Gimel. Chayv Adam Lomel V'Noisa HaMitzvois Kigoyim Piskei Halachos. A man is obligated to teach his daughter the mitzvahs that are halachos. Umash Amru, this that it says, HaMlam L'Isha Torah Kila Malam the Tifus. Somebody teaches his daughter Torah like he teaches her Tiflis. Za'oimik HaTalmi V'Tamei HaMitzvah Soidu Torah. To teach her the Lomdus. That should not be taught. Avahilchas mitzvah yilmad lo. The halacha should be taught to her. Shemlo teide hilchas Shabbos. If a woman won't know hilchas Shabbos, eich tishma Shabbos. How will she be shomer Shabbos? V'kein kol mitzvahs k'day lasis lizor b'mitzvahs. They have to know how to perform the mitzvahs. Shemimei chizki yamelch Yehuda says in the Sefer Chassidim, anoshim v'noshim g'doylim v'ketanim. All men, women, adults, children, Yoda filu taras v'kachim, knew everything. V'zah haklas ha'am ha'nosh v'atav, v'zah atim tzom ha'yom kilchem. Ramosha, in a tshuva, in Yoridei Echel Gimel, Simen Pezayin, does say that women shouldn't learn Mishnayis. There's no reason, he says, to teach women Mishnayis. Says, and then, as we discuss this issue of women learning Torah, what should they learn, what shouldn't they learn? So the Gra in Yerideya, Simon Reish Manvov, tells us, Sifkat Nechavov, how do we know this halacha, that women are obligated to learn the dinim, the mitzvahs, that are applicable to them? Because the pasuk that we just learned from, in the Sefer Chassidim, the pasuk says, regarding the mitzvahs hakel, hakel's ama noshva, noshva taf. Why are women obligated to come to Hakel if they're not obligated to learn Torah? Says the Gra, because that's where they heard the mitzvahs that they're obligated to fulfill. So we see from here that women are obligated to learn the mitzvahs that they're obligated to fulfill. What we're saying here, that women aren't obligated to learn, is only mitzvahs that only Torah that doesn't apply to what they have to learn. And in fact, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Yudalit, Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, Noshim Mevaruchas Berchas HaTorah. Women are obligated to make Berchas HaTorah. And the Bir Halacha explains, again, because they're obligated to learn the mitzvahs, to know how to do the mitzvahs that they're obligated in. And moreover, they're obligated to say even karbonis when they daven. And karbonis, we know, are psukim from the Torah. So You have to say Birchas HaTorah when you're going to, before you daven, you're going to say Psukim from the Torah. So, the Beis Yosef, and that's the reason the Beis Yosef gives, as the Magen Avraham quotes, they're obligated to learn the mitzvahs that they're obligated to fulfill, and therefore they can make, and they should make, Birchas HaTorah. The Biagro, there in Simen Mem Zayin, asks from our Gemara, how can we say, ask the Gro, that women are obligated to Birchas HaTorah, when we just learned in our Gemara, V'lamadatam es b'neichem, v'loy b'neiseichem. So explains the Gro, that the reason women make Birchas HaTorah is a Tosfos that we're going to learn later in our sugya. The Tosfos says that even though women are exempt from mitzvah saseishas man groma, Tosfos says that women can make a bracha on mitzvah saseishas man groma, and therefore learning Torah is no worse. Ask the Briskerov. This concept, if women can make a bracha on mitzvah saseishas man groma, that even though they're not obligated in the mitzvah, they could still make a bracha on it, is actually a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. So indeed, as we just said, Tosfos' opinion is that a woman can make a bracha even on a mitzvah that she's not obligated in. A woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah saseishas man groma. But according to the Rambam, the Rambam paskens that a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah saseishas man groma. So if a woman can't make a bracha on a mitzvah saseishas man groma, she shouldn't be able to make a bracha on Torah either. So there's a famous word that the Briskerov says. He says, when we make a Birchas HaTorah, it's not on the learning of the Torah. The reason we make a bracha is that we're thanking Hashem. It's a Birchas HaShvach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just give men the Torah. The Torah was given to all Jews, women included. And therefore, the obligation of Birchas HaTorah is on men, on women. And the Michas Chinuch indeed seems to take the same approach. And therefore, the Michas Chinuch says a very big chiddush. The Michas Chinuch says that we know that when we make Birchas HaTorah, there are two brachas. We make the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu, and we make the bracha of Lasik B'Torah. Says the Michas Chinuch that a woman should only make the bracha of Asher Bracha Banu. Because Asher Bracha Banu is the bracha that represents thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah. But the bracha of Lasik B'Divrei Torah, which represents the bracha of referring to learning Torah, which as we're learning, we're speaking now, women are not obligated to do, they shouldn't make. But that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that women should make Birchas HaTorah and doesn't differentiate between Asher Bracha Banu and Asher Kedishonim L'Tzivonu La'asoik Last with Torah. The Satmar Rebbe and the V'yoyal Moshe gives a different answer to the question of the Briskerov. He says, why indeed does the Rambam hold that a woman can't make a bracha on a mitzvah say Shizman Groma? He says, because what do we say in every bracha? In every bracha we say, V'tzivanu Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivanu, says, so according to the Rambam, you can't possibly say v'tzivanu when you aren't v'tzivanu, when you weren't commanded. However, since, as we're learning from the beginning of this year, the remark clearly teaches us that even women who are not obligated to learn Torah are obligated to learn the halachas that are relevant to them. So the word vitzivanu that is said when somebody makes birchas ha-Torah, even when a woman makes that bracha, is not completely inaccurate as it is when she makes a bracha on a mitzvah seh shizman groma. And therefore, he says, that even though women, according to the Rambam, can make a bracha on mitzvah seh shizman groma, because it has absolutely nothing to do with them, you can't say that regarding learning. Regarding learning, the word vitzivanu is not patently inaccurate. And therefore, even the Rambam will agree, and that's pshat in the Gra, that women can make a bracha even though they're not actually obligated. Ask the Shagas Aryeh that if we're saying now that women have a connection to Limrat Torah, certainly as far as learning the halachas that they're obligated to fulfill, so why does the Rambam say that women are exempt from the mitzvahs of the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah? If women are obligated in learning, so why are they exempt from that mitzvah? They're no different than men. So perhaps the answer is that if we think about learning Torah, so when we learn Torah, when men learn Torah, there are parts of the Torah that only apply to Kahanim, only apply to Levim, only apply in Eretz Yisrael. And we aren't Kahanim, we're not a Kohen, we're not a Levi, we're not an Eretz Yisrael. So why do we learn? The answer is, because Torah is relevant to all of us. All the Torah, the mitzvah of learning, and we'll discuss this more now, next year, is relevant to all of us. And therefore, even though I'm not a Kohen, I get schar when I learn the dinim that are relevant to Kohanim. But that doesn't apply to women. The mitzvah of writing a Torah, obviously, is to write the entire Torah. Since the mitzvah is to write the entire Torah, a woman cannot in any way claim that she is related to the mitzvahs that aren't relevant to her. And if the mitzvah is to write the entire Torah, you can't say a woman has connection to the entire Torah, and that's why it's understandable why the Rambam indeed says that women are not mechuyev to write a Sefer Torah.